Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome everybody back. I just wanted to say hello everyone, and I'm so happy to be here this evening. We have a great topic tonight on the Girlfriend Network: social media and relationships. I just want to introduce our other hosts as well, Ms. Nicole Martin. Hi, Nicole. Karishma, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited to be here with you guys. You know, guys, I was a little sick, so I am back and in action. Happy about this topic. This is a really, really big topic. I can't wait to dig in to discuss. Callers, you can tune in and call in 347-539-5729. Let us know what you think about social media and relationships. What do you think about it?
I think social media and relationships, I feel like, you know, nowadays there's so many different outlets of social media. It's not like everyone is on one thing. And I think a lot of relationships have, you know, it's been both positive and negative, like anything, where I know a lot of people who have met through different social media outlets, through, you know, like a common likeness of a page, and have actually hit it off and have dated and have been together ever since. And then I've also had a lot of friends who've had a lot of cheating incidents due to social media.
Yeah.
Because you're, you know, kind of meeting all these new people and people are leading double lives. And obviously, the biggest thing that was going on was catfishing, where you think you're talking to someone and it really is someone else completely. And people are, you know, getting crazy. So for me, I don't really trust social media as a way to meet somebody, like to form a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I could be that open to it. I'd be very cautious if I did dive into that world. What about you? What do you think?
As far as meeting a person, I think, you know, it does enhance the chances of meeting someone. But still, like we talked about on other shows as well, you have to make sure, you know, you talk and you meet them, but you meet in like a public place and things like that. Think about your safety, because you really don't know the other person that you're going to meet. So as long as you take those precautions before you, you know, don't meet the person at your house and, you know, let people know where you're going. I don't have any hard feelings about it. I don't think it's my choice, but it does, with the chances of meeting a person, increase the chances. Now, as far as a relationship in social media, I think it's important to have balance.
Definitely
to have balance, like when you're in a relationship. I'm so guilty of this because I guess we're all, you know, doing different things, and that's how people communicate. I host. And, you know, host shows and things like that. So everybody's trying to get in touch with me. Sometimes Facebook is easier. Who listens to voicemails anymore? So for me, I have to, like, you know, kind of balance it out. If I'm in the car, I also try to multitask as well. So if I'm in the car and I'm looking at Facebook, I just have to, you know, really discipline myself. Right now is not Facebook time. Now is time, you know, time just separate. So I think it's balanced. But it can get overwhelming because at one point I'm just constantly looking at this thing all day. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm a little addicted. So I think balance and being aware that it is social media and putting it in its rightful place.
No, definitely. I completely agree with that. I see your point. It is about a balance. But I think there's so many different views on social media and relationships now, because you can talk about the different impacts, and everyone has had different experiences with it. Because some people are, you know, social media has now become a part of our culture, and there's, it's it's a career as well. People, you know, have careers where they just focus on social media. So the fact that it's something so apparent, it makes sense that a lot of it could come in between a lot of people's relationships, and that's how a lot of people interact with each other. I was hearing that, you know, instead of like people will be like, oh, just don't forget about texting me, just, you know, tweet me about it or send me a message on Facebook. And it's become a very common form of communication.
It is becoming a mainstream of communication. And I definitely would like to, still, even though it's becoming mainstream, you have to kind of get back to what's important to you, and the timing is a time to sit and, you know, look at Facebook. And if you're like in that industry, or, you know, you need to read emails, just like we used to set time aside to read emails, just keep it in its appropriate perspective. Now, on the other hand, if you have suspicions about your significant other or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, this is a different, you know, avenue to catch that person, because everything is I think everything is documented. He likes your maid, your man, you see, you know, everything. So it's another way to catch, you know, the cheat.
Listen, I have to apologize to you guys and to our listeners. I've been here since the start, but there's been some technical difficulties where I can hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. So I finally worked it out with our producer, Chris. I'm here. So
welcome, Ms. Nicole Martin.
Welcome.
Join
our conversation.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, my beautiful ladies. How you doing?
Good. Wonderful. So what do you think about it?
I got a lot to say about this social media stuff, because, like you girls, you know, we are all on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as you guys know. I don't post personal things in reference to, you know, my life. Hold up, I'm getting feedback. What is going on?
Okay, well, as far as posting personal things, one thing, like, I've tried not to be so personal, but,
right.
Like, a lot of my photographers, so I will share moments, you know, I can't find. Like, it was an event on two events on Saturday, and I had nothing to wear. Some of these glasses, and I did post, like, I have
no. Okay, you're not getting me. That's okay. You're talking about your, you know, your career, the industry, you know. I'm talking about coming in there and talking about your marriage, your relationship.
Oh, personal.
I had a fight with my husband or my boyfriend, and just putting all your business out there on blast. I definitely have a problem with that. I have a problem with people that constantly post about their relationships and what that person is doing for them. Do you guys feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of times you invite negativity in. If I have a man and I'm on there every other day talking about what my man done did to me and what he done bought and all this other stuff, to me, I'm just inviting other people in to come in and basically cause chaos in my life. Because, I hate to say it, I've been a witness to it. You know, not everybody is always necessarily happy for you. And a lot of people want what you have. And I feel like you just invite trouble in, because I feel like people are scandalous enough when they will try to go after your mate and try to cause problems. I also know women who constantly post about their mate, talking about how great he is, and they don't even know, like, this guy is cheating on him.
You're looking
kind of crazy right now, posting all your business about you and your man, but I know for a fact that he's over here dating one of our girlfriends. So what are you doing? So that's why I said I just always think it's good to be somewhat mysterious. And then I have the other classic situation where I have girlfriends who claim, oh, people are always talking about me, they just haters, they hating on me. No, they're talking about you because you post all your damn business on Facebook and you look like a damn fool. So ain't nobody hating on you. They're just saying that you're an idiot. So is that hating? So That's why I just think social media, you just have to be, you have to be careful. I think it's a great tool for people like ourselves that are in it as far as industry, networking, connections, but it's gotten so many people in trouble where you guys have the friends that be like, okay, well, I'm going to get off social media for a while, I'll be back, and then, like, in a month later, they pop back up. I need a break from social media. Well, if you need a break, just stay the hell off of it. I mean, they just wipe their pages. It's ridiculous. I'm like, you're just doing too much. And for what?
Okay, so I have a question then for you. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I definitely agree. This is my issue, and I can kind of, like, piggyback off of what Nikhil said. This is when I say balance comes into play. But lately, what's really been getting under my skin with social media is women that have, you know, babies, and they're documenting their, like, first steps and things. Some things are personal to me, and then I want to share just with my family. Like, I have one of my friends, and I love her to death. She just had a baby. She's like, oh, she's taking, and she takes videos of the baby and posts the videos of, like, her private moments with her child. And I'm just like, those are your private moments, not for everyone. That's really been annoying to me. Baby's beautiful, cute, everything. But I'm just like, some things are just for you.
Right, it's secret. I get that. Right. Well, I see that every day, all day long on my Facebook page. So, I guess I just got used to it. So, but I definitely understand what you're saying, Tahira. You know, some things you just want to keep for yourself and your family and your husband or your significant other. So the whole world doesn't have to see your baby taking steps. So I know it's exciting and, you know, it's a milestone, but damn. And not all these babies are cute. I'm sorry. So you on Facebook, you're going to share your baby.
Man, I think every baby is genuine, and they have their own fingerprint, like they have their own impression of beauty.
Tahira is so nice.
They have their own fingerprint and signature of beauty. That's what
I say. That's so nice, Tahira. That's why if you ever get that aunt or that grandmom that calls your baby precious, you know, me as a baby, you know, that's
precious.
Now, I have a question for you ladies, though. So you know, we're talking about social media and relationships. Now, like Nicole was saying earlier, you know, there's those women or men who put their relationship out there and they're like, oh, look at my perfect boo. We're so happy. And then, you know, the boo is doing some other shit that you're like, no, I know what's really going on. But what do you guys think about the whole, you know, now it's like, oh, like, you know, the let me look through your phone. But what do you think about the whole aspect of let's have each other's passwords? Like, give me the password to your Facebook. Mm-mm. Give me the password to your Instagram.
No.
Like, what
do
you think that means to? Because that's a big part now.
It's not going down like that.
Exactly.
Hell
that's
no.
It's almost like having a key to your apartment. It's that step now. Where it's,
well,
let
we
me
live
give
together,
you
so it's different. But what I'm just saying, like, our industry, you can't, some things could be seen as other things that aren't. So why even open up the door? Just because it's industry. Like, I could pull up, not really photos, but different conversations, me talking to the director, and, you know, you're very, you know, laid back. It's a laid back industry, so it could be taken or seen out of context if you're just looking at a text or a Facebook. So, no, like, you trust, this is where trust comes into play. And if you really have to read all my texts and all my Facebook pages, we have a bigger, deeper issue. Let's dig into the real issue, the trust. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, I agree. It's ridiculous. I don't want to be in his phone. I don't want you in my phone. If I got to have your password to me in your phone, that says I don't trust you, and at the end of the day, I guess we shouldn't be together. Plus, like, you know, I have men friends that hit me up every now and then, and it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing for my guy to worry about or anything like that. Sometimes I get a little racy or off color. But stuff like that can easily get blown out of proportion. Like, I don't want them, you know what I mean? But, you know, every now, I'm sure you guys have those, too.
Absolutely.
They come around.
For sure,
and
then they come around.
Yesterday.
Looking really
yesterday.
Good
every
day.
Yesterday.
I get it.
Right. So if you're all in my phone and seeing that, you're going to make something more out of something or somebody that I really don't give two shits about. So, you know, and what's the point? You're just setting yourself up. And I never want to go in my significant other's phone, because it's always like, you know, be careful. because you may not be prepared for what you may see or what you may find. So I'd rather just not know and believe that he is a stand-up guy and is loyal and ain't doing that bullshit, you know? So it's crazy. But I hear those stories, too. Women, girl, they wait for their man to go to sleep, and they are diligently watching him to try to learn their passcode or which way they're swiping their phone. And then her story, one guy got hammered, got careless with his phone. The girlfriend got in the phone. I don't even know because he's one of those dudes like, oh, my goodness, he never leaves his phone unprotected. But he had one moment where he slipped. And she got in the phone, caused all kinds of chaos. They're living together. She put him out. But I don't know if he got back into her good graces. You know, but that's so crazy. And then ultimately you do all that and you're still together anyway. You take him back. So what's the damn point? Why are you doing yourself crazy? So I don't know. This social media, though, guys, is getting a lot of people in trouble.
Well, I mean, if you're like trying, like I said earlier, Nicole, if you're trying to catch the cheat, social media, like, will definitely help you. It definitely, because they, even, like, a lot of cases are being in court. And I'm telling you, like, I always tell people, watch what you put on social media, really watch, because it's a live document. Like, I do, like, I have a little brother that's 15 years old. I will go through his phone just because he's, you know, he's little, to see what he's talking about. But I have these conversations, and it's so important for us to, you know, let the youth know that you're creating a document that could possibly be used against you. And even, even if you, because a lot of legal cases are bringing in social media, so it's just not something like with relationships. Hey, it could be a business thing. You're suing somebody. I heard on the radio on Twitter, a girl had just got a job, and she was just like, I got this effing new job. I start this just talking, you know, bad about the job. She didn't even start it. And then guess what? Her boss was on her Twitter account, and he said, don't even worry about the effing job because you don't have it anymore. So.
Exactly. It's so true, though. It's so true. Colleges, institutions, employers, they are checking your Facebook. I personally work for an insurance company. That's my 9-to-5. And if you file a claim and you think, you know, talking about you hurt, they check in for you on social media. They are investigating you, trying to find you. And they have busted so many people talking about they were hurt in an accident with a bad back, but we see you out here playing basketball. Shoot. You know, it's over. It's over for you. So, you know, you really have to be careful. And Tahira, you're so right. Employers, I've heard of the same stories where they've actually reneged on their job offerings because they find out.
I saw one thing about a divorce settlement where they were fighting over custody and she was just saying all this. It was just back and forth. They pulled the Facebook. You have, and these people, these are the type of people that takes pictures of everything in their life. So the defense had everything. They didn't have to fight because everything was documented.
Right.
Oh, you said this on this date, but this is what you post. And you have to remember that it is a record that's being made, so be careful what you post. Even if you don't mean it in the context that you write it, so sometimes you know how you talk, just the English, the language itself. Sometimes you can say something and mean it one way, but when you write it, it's, you know, perceived as another way, that could be used against you. So I just, you know, I just really, at one point, I did have, like, I was having a bad day, and something really took me off, and I put it on Facebook. And one of my photographers, one of my bosses, said, came to me, like, called me, like, everything all right? And I saw your post on Facebook, and I was just like, okay, you really, when you're at a certain level in your career, you have to be careful what you post. Because he was just like, you need to take that off right now. And I was just like, I don't want to take it off. I meant what I said. He said, because professionally, because, you know, I don't back that down for nothing. So I was just like, I meant every word that I said. And if I could put more on, I would have. But he's like, no, you need to take it off. And then I thought about it, and I retracted the comment. I'm not super famous yet, but it affects you.
No,
it
definitely does.
I was grateful for that conversation.
And once you put something out
there.
Because
a lot of business decisions that I made after that, people were on my Facebook page and liking me and things like that. So that's what he was trying to protect, not even what you have now, mm-hmm. but in the future, people that want to do business with you or maybe give you a job in the future, they'll look at your page. It affects not just today, but it affects tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying, Karishma was saying it definitely does affect you. You're right,
no,
it affects you.
Yeah, of course. Cause, and also, like, nowadays, you know, when you are putting stuff out there, anyone who's online at the same time can screenshot it and save it. So it, once you put it out there, it's out there.
Yes. Oh my God. How many screenshots have you guys gotten of some bullshit? Because I know.
Exactly.
I get screenshots on the regular. It's crazy.
But some of it
like,
is
oh
good.
God.
Like today, one of my photographer friends, I'm so grateful to her. Someone was trying to, like, you can find jobs on Facebook. He was posing as a photographer and he was talking to me and she saw the conversation and she told me about, like, this, you know, her experience with this certain photographer, and it helped me with my decision in working with him. So definitely you can use it as a tool,
mm-hmm.
but definitely, you know, it affects you. Mm-hmm. It affects your life. So we have to get into some music. Enough of this talk. Let's get into Nothing for Long, B.O.B. featuring Trey Songz on the Girlfriend Network right here.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow,
huh?
Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar,
huh?
I wanna show you off like a trophy car,
cause
anything is better than nothing at all,
okay.
Nothing at all,
okay.
Nothing on you.
On you,
I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude.
What?
You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you.
What?
You just on a nigga dick cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poor shit?
Nah.
That's who you chillin' on the sofa with? I ain't trippin', in a minute it'll be over with. Aye.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else.
Right.
But not for long.
I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. The guard just getting to hit the mall and do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gonna have Grammys. Marble, not granite.
From the counter
to the shower for an hour. Superpower. That's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers. Search real, nigga. I'ma pop up in your brother. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I'll give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You won't be mine. Even if it's somebody else's, but not for long.
Be like I told you so.
You won't be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody else.
Even if it's somebody else.
Baby, baby, not for long.
But not for long.
Not for long.
Oh, 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 oh.
I get filthy when that look will get it to me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying hi.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Tune in every day with Mike T., 8 to 10 on the LoveZoneUSA.com. Welcome back, ladies. Relationships and social media.
Best topic ever. Well, it's such a relevant topic for our culture today.
Absolutely. It definitely is. I think it gets challenging in relationships, too, because, Nicole, we were talking about earlier how you have to balance it. I know, like, me in the car, I had to, like, on, you know, when I'm traveling with my boyfriend and we're in the car, I have to make sure, like, I don't look at my cell phone or, because I know that I watch it. I watch my, and so I have to put myself in check because I'm like, okay, now this is, you have to separate it. Now it's family time. Now it's relationship time. So definitely it is about balance. If you can, you get into it so you can be like in that, I have to see what's going on or let me see, you know, if any updates. So you sometimes have to be disciplined about, you know, put your social media in a social media timeout. And I have a timeout time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm the same way. I definitely check my phone periodically. My dude has commented a couple times about me being on my phone, but I too have noticed that I get pissed off because I'm out with girlfriends, we're at dinner, also be catching up. I don't see everybody all the time because we're all busy, and guess what everybody is doing at the table? With their damn phones or Facebook, and I'm just like, what the holy hell? Like, hello, right. We only have a couple of hours together, like, really? Like, you are that pressed to see what the hell is going on Facebook with a bunch of people that you don't really care about or even know? Like, what the hell? We are so, like, driven to this social media. It's just so, it's like a drug. It's like crack.
Yeah, it's an addiction, definitely. I have this question for you ladies. Have you walked into, like, an event and everybody's on their cell phone, but it's a social event? So is social media replacing being social?
I think so. I actually completely believe that because I've been in situations where you'll be with people and you won't be talking to each other, but you'll be like, oh, my gosh, did you just see that on Facebook? And you'll be liking each other's photos and commenting on them and interacting through social media, but not actually speaking to each other, even though you're all in the same presence. And it's happened like multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hilarious because everyone wants to, you know, be so up to date about everything. And it's almost, you know, that fear of missing something and that fear of missing out. But really you're missing out on just experiencing life. And as years go by, you're going to be like, oh, remember that time you all went out to dinner and had a really fun time on our cell phones?
Yeah.
That's all true. Listen to you guys. Peep this. So last Sunday, I'm out at a comedy show. It's a local show that was in Trenton. So, you know, the event was sold out. It was standing room only. It was female comedians. So the host, though, which was so annoying, she was so hell-bent on everybody going on Facebook and checking into the event, saying, I'm here right now at this place and at this time. And I'm like, what is the point? So you let the whole world know that you're here at this comedy show for what? And I don't always necessarily want people to know where the hell I am or what the hell I'm doing every moment of my life. I mean, I'm guilty of posting stuff when I'm in the gym, But, like, if I'm out getting my hair done or if I'm out at a certain restaurant, y'all don't need to know that. So why does the world need to know that I'm sitting here at this damn comedy show and you want me to check in and say I'm at this damn comedy show? It's ridiculous. But my point is, you telling everybody to do this, now nobody's concentrating on the damn show. Everybody's on social media.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I do think that it is actually like replacing, you know, real relationships and real talking. You're not talking anymore. You're tagging. So, like, we're not experiencing it. It's just like it makes people more distant and not really experiencing life.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
But it is annoying with me, like, when I'm out with my girlfriends, and we do because we're all busy and in the industry. If they jump on their cell phones, I'll tell them, like, you know, I tell them, I give them, before we get into the car, I let them know, okay, if you're having baby daddy drama, husband drama, you got to leave that at the door because I like to have a good time, and I'm not a counselor tonight. We're just having a good time. So, I mean, I may even put a clause in there, like, let's put all the cell phones in a bag type thing so we can have a good time. But, you know, we have families and stuff like that, emergencies like that. But I just want to get back to where we're interacting, because I think sometimes it replaces true interaction.
Carissa, I was just going to ask real quick before you make your point, and I want you all to be honest, and I'll be honest. Like, if somebody said to you, you had to go without your phone for 24 hours, do you think you could do it?
No.
Okay.
That's my phone. Okay, no. I have more than one phone, so I can take the one phone.
Oh,
okay.
God. No, you can't have no phone, Tahira, for 24 hours. No. You can't put that one phone and pick up another.
Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm very creative, and, like, when I write and things like that, I don't have my phone. I go someplace where it's, like, real secluded and get into my creative mode. So I'm not saying that I can't do it, but just a lot happens, a lot of events happen, and I like to forecast. I like to know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I know I can't. Ain't no way, ain't no hell.
No,
I always feel like I'm missing something or a crisis is happening or, oh, my God, no. I would feel so disconnected. I couldn't do it.
No, for sure. I completely agree. No, I was just going to ask you. But the thing is, I'm not even on my phone for social media. I just have to have my phone in general. I'm obsessed with text. I'm obsessed with that whole aspect. So I could give up Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff for a day, for sure. That I think I could definitely give up social media. But phone is, like, it's different because I feel like I always need it, and I'm so used to just constantly having it in my hand. It's almost like one of those things when people are smoking and they're like, oh, we just like the idea of holding a cigarette in between our fingers. That's how my hand is with my phone. Like, I need to have my phone just on.
Right. Exactly.
Otherwise, it feels like you're naked, like you're not wearing something, like you forgot your bra kind of feeling.
Oh, no, I never had that show. Not with these sizes.
I'm guilty. I've been on my way to work and almost at work and realized it only happened like once or twice in the whole time I've been working at this company, which is like 15 years. But in those couple of instances where I'm like, damn, I left my phone. I have turned around and went back and got my phone. But there may be times where I may have left my wallet or left medication, and I'm like, oh, the hell with it. Shit, I'll deal. You know, I'll get through the day somehow without driver's license, money. But phone, oh, hell to the no. We are doing a UE, and I'm going home and get my phone. I don't give a damn if I'm late. I don't care. I'm getting my phone. So that's kind of sick and sad. But, you know, I'm being honest. That's just me. I need my phone. Because my phone, I don't know, it's just everything. Just like, you know, I'm with you guys. It's phone calls, it's social media, it's my calendar, it's texting. A lot is going on my phone. So, my God, I need it. It's a vice, for sure. So, okay.
Definitely. But some good things that comes out of social media, like, you get to get in touch with people that you haven't talked to in years.
You know, I've talked
to friends that I haven't spoken to since high school, and that was, like, interesting, and people from overseas, some of the people that I know, photographers in Italy that I shot with. You know, we don't talk every day, but when we want to communicate, they'll show me a great shot on Facebook that they took of a model or something like that. So I think it's cool in that way that you can talk to another person
yeah.
in another country, you know,
mm-hmm.
instantly.
Yeah.
So I love that,
about
it.
That is nice. And you can just talk random people now. Hey, I don't really know Karishma. I don't know if I really like her, but I want to see what the hell this bitch is doing. So let me go
exactly.
on her page and stalk her. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of stalking, do you girls have a lot of, because I have a lot of friends. For me, if I'm out, I'm out, and I'm just like, woohoo, I'm not like sitting there trying to, you know, maybe once in a while I'm sitting there stalking somebody on my phone and being like, ooh, I wonder what they're up to. But I have a lot of girlfriends, like, especially when they're, you know, if their boyfriends are out of town, they'll be stalking their social media being like, oh, well, he hasn't texted me back. In Vegas, but he likes this picture, or he had time to post this.
Yes.
And a lot of people use it like that, where it's, oh, why didn't you text me back, but you have time to post this picture? Why is this girl
yes.
writing on your wall? You had time to
yes.
like her post?
Yes.
I mean, that's become the biggest
issue. This is what I say, again, like, I always look at it from the legal aspect, too. I had someone call in to work, and they called out sick, but they're posting all this, I'm in the mall, I'm eating ice cream right now, having so much fun. So the conversations coming back to work was different, you know. So just be careful, or don't have
mm-hmm.
everybody, you know, check your privacy check settings. Make sure that
mm-hmm.
everybody can't see, because, you know, when she came in, it's like you have to have a tough conversation because it just doesn't link up. So be
mm-hmm.
careful. Even like relationship-wise, if you're saying you're one place and you couldn't call me back, that's an issue. I'm not going to follow, like, Facebook. I'm just going to ask you, why can't you call me back? Or, oh, you were so busy. Help me understand why I didn't get a call. So
right.
if it's that serious where you have to stalk the Facebook page, I think it's a bigger issue. Let's dig into the real issue.
Yes, definitely. And I think that's what is happening in a lot of relationships nowadays, is social media is really bringing out those deeper issues that people are having, and we're
yeah.
kind of brushing under the rug. But now the insecurities, maybe they didn't know they had them before, or social media has kind of brought it out more in people because everything is
yeah.
so public. So it's also kind of to save the embarrassment. Like, oh, well, we're all friends on Facebook. You're friends with all my friends on Facebook, and they all know
right.
this is going on, and I don't want this kind of reputation. Where before everything was kind
right.
of more private. It'd be what you tell your friends.
Right.
They didn't have any ways of knowing
right.
what was going on unless you were telling them that information.
Oh, I got the best one for you guys. This is the best one. Okay, so you are not specifically friends with someone on social media, but you know your cousin is friends with someone on social media, and you want to stalk them.
Okay.
What's going on? So you go to that person and say, hey, can I have your password? Or the next time you're hanging out, can you pull up so-and-so's page so I can see what this... How many people have been guilty of that? I've been asked several times.
I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah. Oh, Karishma, let me find out. Karishma
wow.
is a...
So let me understand. So you're not friends with this person, but your friend is.
Right. That's
so
like
you're going on as your friend?
Well, you and I are not friends, Tahira. But
okay.
I want to know what Tahira is doing. Because, I mean, it's not about Tahira I don't like, or maybe she's dating somebody I don't like. I just need to see what's going on with Tahira. So, but Karishma is friends with Tahira. So I call up to Karishma, and I'm like, Karishma, I need to get on Tahira's page. Like, send me your password, or the next time I'm with Karishma, I say, pull up Tahira's page so I can see what the hell is going on in her life. And that happens
yeah.
all the time. So just because you think
okay,
your
now
shit,
I understand.
I'm saying,
yeah.
just because you think your shit is private, it ain't necessarily private, ladies, because
yeah.
there's always somebody out there
somewhere.
Who, you know, has 6 degrees of separation. So just because
yeah.
you ain't friends with them, they friends
somebody
with somebody, you know what I mean? So that's even crazy. And I know that happens a lot. I've personally been asked to help other people stalk
right.
somebody's page.
Definitely, it's true. That is true, because I have a friend that I guess we're not friends. I'm not sure what happened. Something changed in our friendship, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I block the person. So she calls me with updates about me, and I'm just like, we don't talk. Why are you calling me? So yeah, I guess that's how she does it. So it does get done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're engaged? Oh, Facebook says this. And I'm just like, okay, we don't talk anymore. This is the reason. Bye. Okay. So I get it. So, yeah, that happens. So do you think Facebook is a tool for people to use for stalking?
Absolutely. I'm being serious.
Like, seriously. If people are, like, good people use it, and, of course, bad people would use it, too. Like, if you're, you know, being stalked or somebody's that you don't want contact with, this is another way to do so, another tool. So
absolutely, and that's my way of joking too, and saying just because you have privacy settings doesn't mean that your shit is private. So at the end of the day, like, you have to be careful what you post. Like, here's the rule I live by, ladies. Whatever I post on either of my social media sites, am I comfortable with the whole world knowing that I posted it or seeing this picture or whatever I just said? Am I comfortable? Can I live with it? And if the answer is yes, then I'm good. But if I'm posting stuff that I really don't want this person to know about or this group of people to see, then that's when you got a damn problem. You know what I mean? Or I don't ever want to have to come back and have regrets about something that I posted. So, yeah.
Definitely.
So, you know, so well, that's why, you know, you talk about, no, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. Okay.
No, just speaking of posting, we're going to get into Post to Be by Marion as our next song. So right here on the Girlfriend Network of the
Marion, breathe it. Yo, chick.
What's that on that beat, yo?
If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold niggas turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? Yo, chick, come close to me. She ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. That's how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Got your girl in my section, finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dick her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the bus and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you? My Dutchie Road, yeah, yeah. When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like my Dutchie Road. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak.
For me, how your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I post to be. Yeah, that's how I post to be. Yeah, that's how I post to be. Yeah, supposed to say. Everything good like I'm supposed to say.
Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations, and yes, those true confessions of the soul, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Every Friday night with DJ Tony Diamond with the Diamond, Tony Diamond Countdown. That's 8 to 9 on the LoveZoneUSA.com. Welcome back, ladies. Oh, my God, we're almost ending tonight in this great, this is an amazing topic. We could go on forever with this. This is crazy.
I know. Time goes so fast with you ladies. What the hell?
I know. It goes by because
it really does.
Go ahead, Krishna.
Oh, I was just saying, it really does. I was like, I completely agree. I didn't even realize it'd been an hour now. I was like, oh. Because there's
so many
different aspects of this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so many facets of this topic. It's good, it's bad, you know.
Right.
You get to in contact with people, but then people have so much access, the good people, you know, the bad people, and the career criminals. You know, from stalking, like if somebody can get that information and actually if they're really obsessed with you, it could be a problem and you have to be careful. So it's good and bad.
And guys, it can be scary because you guys are all in the industry. I mean, I use, you know, Facebook and social media to keep myself relevant and let people know what I'm doing and also to hopefully draw attention to myself in hopes of booking more gigs and such. But it's amazing to be out and about just doing your everyday stuff, whether it's the grocery store or something, and somebody approaches you and say, are you Nicole? Oh, my God, I watch you on Facebook. I follow you all the time. I see all your posts. Like, they totally know who you are and
oh,
what
my
you're
goodness.
Doing. So if you are and this is me just posting stuff about career in the gym. That's all I talk about. But if I'm out here doing all this extra stuff about marriage and relationships and, you know what I mean? It gets that's crazy, guys. That's crazy. And I don't know these people. And they're just coming up to me and it's like, oh, yeah, I see you on Facebook. I'm watching you. Congratulations. And I'm like, thank you. But still, you know what I mean?
It is creepy, but I have a twin sister and we're identical. So I don't worry about that. I'll just put that in my sister.
She's got a twin, so she doesn't have to worry.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's cool. Well, we
don't have queens to hear, so, you know. It is scary, though. Like, people just everybody know I had the cancer scare, and it was just such, that whole experience was a lot for me. I'm just so blessed that, you know, it didn't affect me, and I don't have cancer, but it just made me really, really humble. Yay!
Yay, humble. We're so happy.
Yes,
exactly.
To meet people and just to sit in, like, the doctor's waiting room. I cried so much. I was just like, oh, my goodness, and it's so important for women to get mammograms every 6 months, every year you should at least get one, because it was just the type of thing, you know, I just felt a lump in us that I didn't feel this a couple of months ago. Let me go to the doctor. And then the doctor called another doctor in, and it was just also, you know, something big. But that I had to put out there because it's such an impact on me, and other women could be going through this problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that out there, and I had to talk it over. I was like, should I put it out there? I'm not sure. But it was just, I was so grateful that I went through this process and I got through it. And it is a tough process. The whole testing process is tough. And then, I survived it. And I'm like, wow, there's no cancer. So I can imagine what people go through that really have cancer.
Right.
So my heart, just the children and the women just, you know, went out, and I was just, I have to post that. And people were, like, they sent me candy to my job. I'm like, who are these people? I guess I'm affected. So flowers and candy, and I just had to say thank you to everybody because I felt the love. I was just like, wow. But it definitely is definitely something that, you know, cancer is, we definitely have to get on research. So when you use it as a tool to help other people, and then,
those are the good things
that you should be using it
good
for.
Good things. That's a good thing. And me and Karishma and the rest of your family here at the Love Zone USA are glad that you're okay to hear us.
I'm so happy that you're healthy.
Fabulous. And I have a big fashion show with Billy Blunt on Saturday. So I'm really, really excited. Can't wait to get on the runway. So
woo-hoo!
I just can't wait. This is going to be a phenomenal show. So. I'm just excited. I was just preparing
and canceling a bit
to, you know, get through this process. But social media, I would just, if you can end up, because we have to end the show, if you could say one thing about it, I would say, you know, just be careful what you post and, you know, try to represent your family well when you're posting. Don't act off the emotion when you post a lot of things. Just realize who your audience is. That's what I would say. What would you say, Nicole?
I would say the same thing, is just be mindful and never post anything that you come to regret later. So always think about 10 years from now. Don't think about 5 minutes from now. Think about 10 years from now and the effect that the wrong post can have on you or your career, family situations, et cetera. Karishma?
Well, I mean, y'all are giving these warnings, so I'm just going to say, post whatever you want. Be free. Be happy.
Yes, we love it. Don't get me wrong. It's very entertaining, but you'll never get to see that from me.
I think with social media, it's like, just take it for what it's for. Just relax with it. Don't use it to, you know, don't get too attached to it, because it's just something that's there for fun, and it's not meant for anything super serious. So just, you know, kind of put it out there, you know, do what you got to do. But just, yeah, exactly, be mindful of others. And just, I don't know, don't be doing too much on social media, because you never know.
Okay, guys, we have to close out this show. Thank you guys for listening to the Girlfriend Network and Love Zone USA. And we're going to close out with Pitbull featuring Neo, The Time of Our Lives.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay so. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now. Drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk. Dirty dance.
I wanna ride out. And she said, yeah, we didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
You know me, I'm off in the cut. Always like a squirrel, looking for a nut. This is up for show, I'm not talking about luck. I'm not talking about love, I'm talking about lust. So let's get loose, have some fun. Forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night, our night. Let's turn it up.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club.
Going through tough times, believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.